I started working on sensors in 1986 after joining the federal government. But even before that, in industry and academia, I worked on how to detect rare events like cancer cells in the circulation. So I've been interested in diagnostics my whole career.
Well, this is really fascinating. It sounds like, and I'm sure I'll be wrong on this, but it sounds like you have combined like a spectrometer with a computer to make these kinds of... How does this all work?
I've done that and added in biological recognition molecules like antibodies and DNA that are very specific and selective to determine when something harmful to us is out there.
And so if you could just go through the kinds of things you can detect, because many were listed here in your series of accomplishments, diagnose infectious diseases, track airborne toxins, even detect explosives in the water. Are those systems...
Clarity is that they all use biological molecules to do the recognition. There's a variety of different hardware systems to read out that recognition event, and better ways to make them smaller, cheaper, automated, and easier to use. So we're combining the biology, the chemistry, and the engineering to make small devices that people can actually use.
So in these devices, are there the molecules themselves, or are they mathematical representation of the molecules that are in software?
The actual molecules.
Wow.
We are exploring organic mimetics of the molecules that might be a little more stable, but they're still all based on biological building blocks.
Ms. Ligler, what's your background?
I have a doctorate in biochemistry from Oxford University, and then I worked 5 years in medical schools and doing immunology and hematology. Worked for 5 years for the DuPont company, developing diagnostic methodologies, and then I've been at NRL since 1985, looking at how to take this basic knowledge of living systems and translate it into something people can use in a much broader spectrum for much wider variety of problem solutions.
And is this the realization of a career dream for you? I mean, doing this kind of work, you might be hard-pressed to find an application in the private sector to do this. It's with such broad scope. Do you think this is a unique opportunity that you've been given at the Naval Research Lab?
That's two questions. It's a very unique opportunity. The Naval Research Lab is a very entrepreneurial place, and if I can come up with ideas and get funding to explore them competitively, then they'll basically let me do it, and I have all the resources of this government lab and fantastic colleagues to work with. So it is a very unique and special place to work. As far as whether or not it's been my lifelong dream, that gives me the credit for a lot more planning than I ever intended. I went into science because I was fascinated with how living systems work and because I wanted to help people. And it's given me the opportunity to realize that dream, but certainly in ways I would never have predicted.
It sure has. These sensors sound like something that can be used, obviously, in an emergency situation or in a monitoring situation in public, mm-hmm. maybe a robotic type of mounted sensor device. But, you know, a lot of the talk now is in Washington is in the reduction of healthcare costs. And it sounds like some of this technology could be applied to almost creating like a robotic doctor that could get a lot of the routine testing and diagnosis out of the way for people quickly. And then maybe you could spend the expensive time on where you really need a doctor.
I wouldn't go so far as to say robotic doctor, but certainly one of our goals is to make the testing on-site at the point of care quick and effective. One of the systems that we've transitioned to industry is already being used at the bedside in Brazil as a low-resource environment for determining whether patients have co-infections of AIDS and hepatitis, and that fact drastically affects what treatment is effective for those patients. So these technologies are being used to make a difference in people's lives immediately with very minimal financial investment.
We're talking this morning to Fran Ligler from the U.S. Naval Research Laboratory Center for Biomolecular Science and Engineering. Ms. Ligler is a SAMI finalist in the career achievement category. Talk a little bit about the cancer diagnosis that you're working. Is it something that you've already perfected or working on?
That's not something I'm actually working on anymore. What we've been doing is building the tools for a wide variety of applications. And then we transition the technology to industries for different applications. So while that one company is using it for diagnosis of infectious disease, another company is using the same technology for food safety applications and detecting E. coli and spinach washes in California. And that yet a third company is using the same approach for doing biodefense applications. It's very versatile technology, and what we try to do is identify and do proof of principles of how it works in the different applications and then transition it to a company to really invest in getting the tools out there to the user for the different applications.
Do you ever see an application that could be used and to try to, you know, let the industry know that this is a potential application?
Continually.
They must like you. That's a great resource for them to have.
Well, it will never be available for the Navy to use unless a company makes it. And in order to induce a company to make it, it needs multiple applications.
Well, have you ever had the thought of maybe taking some of this great brain power and the production of ideas that you've had and maybe becoming an entrepreneur and selling it back to the government or to industry?
I'm having way too much fun doing the upfront science and engineering right now.